Read to you in Isaiah chapter 3. For Jerusalem is ruined. I like to preach tonight. That's verse 8. What ruined it? What ruined it? And Judah's fallen because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord to provoke the eyes of the Lord of His glory. That provoke the eyes of His glory to show their countenance. The show of their countenance doth witness against them. Amen. You can tell the way people looks whether they're for or against God. Sometimes. Amen. Hey. Amen. They declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. Coming out of the closet, aren't they? Amen. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil to themselves. Say ye to the righteous, it shall be well with him. For they eat the fruit of their doings. I'd like to say that I appreciate the women of the Highway of Holiness Church that helped me preach holiness. I like to say I appreciate the good mothers, good wives, and good children, good girls of the Highway Holiness Church that set an example. Amen. I know you stick out like a sore thumb, but I'm glad you do. Because everybody knows you're different when they see you on the street. I like to say I appreciate you. Amen. But what ruined the church? Across the board, across the land. What's ruining America today? Amen. Woe to the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. As for my people, children are their oppressors. I had a saying back in school, amen, that the principal is afraid of the superintendent's afraid of the principal. The principal's afraid of the teachers. The teachers are afraid of the parents. The parents are afraid of the children. And the kids ain't afraid of nobody. That was back when I was going to high school. One teacher read that in class. In this day of no discipline in the schools, it's worse now than it was then. It's very difficult for a child to learn anything in school today because there's no discipline. There's a bad atmosphere to learn in. One reason they're loaded down with homework, they can't learn anything at school. Amen. Hey, you got to do it at home. And they've got so many bad examples among other kids that their parents have to do the work for them. Amen. And so we're living a day when Johnny gets passed on from grade to grade and can't even read. Why? Children are their oppressors. Running the show. Huh? Amen. Parents got one or two kids and got the parents wrapped around their finger. Can't discipline them. Can't make them do anything. Amen. Yes, you can too if you will. Praise God. But there's a reason sometimes you can't. Amen. Sometimes the reason that dad can't crack the whip of authority is because, amen, there's a hen-pecking woman standing in the way. Amen. I want to tell you what ruined Jerusalem. The women did. I want to tell you what ruined Israel in Balaam's day and his wicked doctrine. Amen. He got Balaam. He taught Balaam to have the women to dance nude. Stripped. Striptease near the camp of the Israelites. Said if you can just get Israel to sin, God will turn against them. And he done it. Balak did it. And Israel sinned. And thousands died. I mean, Balak got clear out of town. He left the country and joined up with five different kings, became their seer. He knew God was going to bring judgment on Israel. You know why Israel was judged in Balaam's day, and God never did have anything else good to say about Balaam? Balaam used the women to destroy Israel. Amen. The Lord standeth up to plead and standeth to judge the people. The Lord will enter into judgment with the ancients of the people and the princes thereof, for they've eaten up the vineyard and the spoil of the poor is in your house. What mean ye that beat my people to pieces and grind the face of the poor, saith the Lord God of hosts? Amen. Moreover, saith the Lord, because the daughters of Zion are haughty. He's going to tell us what ruined Jerusalem. He said the daughters of Zion are haughty. They're filled with pride. Amen. Come on, you henpecked husbands, say amen. Nobody will know you're so henpecked. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I may have to get some men back in here in this message today. The daughters of Israel are haughty. They walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go and making a tinkling with their feet. Amen. Oh, yes. Therefore the Lord will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will discover their secret parts. Amen. They've been trying to show forevermore as much as the law will allow right on the street. He's going to tear their clothes off and make them go naked like the Jews did in the Holocaust. Amen. What caused the Holocaust? What caused the Jews to get into the... They did it to themselves by rejecting Christ. And they are still rejecting Christ. And they will continue to reject Christ until the great tribulation, and it's going to take a wrath of God to bring Israel back to God. Amen. That's why it's going to happen for Israel's sake. The wrath of God and the great tribulation is not for the church. We were not destined for that. Matthew 24 is for Israel. Matthew 24 is not for the church. Daniel chapter 9, 24 through 27 is not for the church, it's for Israel, since 70 weeks are determined upon my people and upon the holy city. It has nothing whatsoever to do with the church. Amen. God took a leave of counting, and he stopped the clock at the end of the 69th week, and he's going to start it up again after the church is gone. As the church has gone off the scene, amen, he's going to start the clock again on Israel. Amen. Praise God. Therefore the Lord will smite with a scab and the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will discover their secret parts. In that day the Lord will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornaments about their feet and their cauls and their round tires like the moon. Amen. They were more modest even in that day. The wicked daughters of Israel were more modest. About the only thing you could see was their ankles. And so they made the most of that. The tinkling ornaments about their feet. And their cauls and their round tires like the moon. And the chains and the bracelets and the mufflers. The bonnets and the ornaments of the legs and the headbands and the tablets and the earrings, the rings, the nose jewels and the changeable suits of apparel, the mantles, the whipples and crisping pins, the glasses and the fine linen and the hoods and the veils. Why are they doing all that? Because they're haughty. They're full of pride. Rotten to the core. Rebellious until it stinks to high heaven. Amen. And we got a lot of spineless men that can't do anything about it. Instead of trying to right the situation, They've joined them. Now, my church in Kansas City told me, said, I'm not coming back to this church anymore. If you listen to Brother Collins preaching, said, you won't be able to let a woman that's got it short hair on the platform. It's a lie. Even if they get saved, they can come on my platform. Praise God, they get saved. Hey, we can keep a tree off the platform until her hair growed out. Amen. As long as she's letting it grow, we let her play and sing. Praise God. It's a lie. Amen. He said, I'll never come back to this church anymore. Amen. And he said, told me that he liked his wife's hair short. That's the voice of a henpecked husband. Amen. Yeah. He's already been brainwashed if he's got one. In fact, they probably washed his brain right out of his head. He can't even read the Bible right anymore. Praise God. Amen. The rings and the nose jewels and the changeable suits of apparel, the mantles, the wimples and the crisping pins, the glasses and the fine linen and the hoods and the veils, it shall come to pass that instead of a sweet smell, thou shalt be stink. Instead of a girdle, a rent. Instead of well set, but who are you talking about? He's talking about the women that have ruined Jerusalem. The women did it. What has ruined the average Pentecostal church across this land? What's ruined every Pentecostal church almost in Hamilton, Ohio? All you got to do is look at them and see the women did it. The men pretty well dressed, just like they always did. Fairly modest, except outside. There's some so stupid, you know, that they started wearing shorts, you know. First time I seen a man in a pair of shorts out in the open was way back, 40 years ago. And he reminded me of what a Jersey cow would look like with a pair of shorts on. Amen. Just kind of ridiculous looking. And now the devil sold them such a bill of goods, they think they're in vogue. Scantily clad. Amen. Fella came into the auto auction one day, goes to Assembly God Church, up toward Dayton, and I looked at him, had a little old pair of shorts on, his two sizes too small for him, and too short, and I looked at him, called his name, I said, you forgot your breeches. He had a little old cigar sticking out of his mouth, and he said, I'm comfortable. Lar. Amen. He died with cancer not too long after that. I'll tell you what. You better live right. You're going to need help from God after a while. He's gone. He's not around anymore. Amen. Judgment of God's coming. Amen. He said, instead of well-set hair baldness, instead of a stomacher, a girdle, girding of sackcloth, and a burning instead of beauty. Who's he talking about? He's talking about the women that have ruined Jerusalem. Amen. Hey, if you're not careful, you'll fall prey to the spirit that's in all these other churches. Oh, they'll dance a little jig and they'll run around a little bit and they'll stand on the front seats and they'll get on TV and their pictures have appeared many times lately on the front page of the Hamilton Journal. Look at them. Amen. I'll tell you, you got to be pretty worldly before you can get on the front page. You pretty well got to be far gone before you can get on the front page anymore. Amen. Praise God. I'll tell you what, there's been so many load deals on the front page lately, I don't want on the front page. Don't stick me up there with the rest of them. Amen. I don't want to be counted with them. My Lord, have mercy, going by the name of Pentecost. Amen. What's ruined the church? Until they can't take good godly wholeness preaching. What's ruined the church? Until a man of God can't preach the whole word of God. Hallelujah. What's ruined the church? Until they'll cringe in embarrassment when you read Isaiah chapter 3. Because that's where they're living. Amen. Listen to this. Thy men. That's the ones you counted on. I'm not talking about you ladies in particular. Amen. But I'm talking to the world in general, the church world in general. Amen. Prophetically, perhaps. Thy men shall fall by the sword, and thy mighty in war. Them's the ones that made the money to buy all that junk with. I mean, they're paying more and more for less and less today. Until after a while, if you want to give enough money, you can go stark naked. Amen. That's about the way it's turning out anyway. Amen. You know, I don't spend too much time riding the clothesline, and I don't spend too much time talking about the women, because I don't have to at the Highway of Holiness Church. Amen. But I went to the doctor the other day on an appointment to a 2 or 3 month examination, and he said, you need a pneumonia shot. I wasn't planning on having pneumonia. I've never had pneumonia. I never figured on having pneumonia. Amen. But he said, you need a pneumonia shot. And so I said, well, go ahead. Amen. And my old nurse, she spent an awful long time getting that shot ready, you know, and thumping it, getting all the air out of it. Finally, she stuck it up there in my shoulder. Amen. My shoulder hurt for 3 days. I about soon had pneumonia. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Whew. Hey, amen. You know, I don't spend a lot of time preaching on the clothesline. Don't have to. Amen. You ladies teach the daughters. I hope you are. Amen. And you're setting an example yourself. And you're teaching your girls to be modest. Hey, I don't try to make it hard on the women. Amen. But I'll tell you, if the Highway of Holiness goes down, and there was some pretty bad things going on when I came here, it's not the same as it was when I announced our very first picnic, and I knew what it'd be. I knew what shape it was in, which way they'd go. I announced the very first picnic. I don't want any of our girls showing up in shorts or pants. Brother told me what his girl said as he went home that night. They grumbled all the way home. He said, you can't play kickball in a skirt. In some games, maybe a girl ought not to play then. Amen. She can't dress modestly and stay modest. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes. I like to have some back that we lost, but not at the expense of ruining the church. Amen. I like to have some back that left us. Oh, glory to God, if they could be saved and see the glory like we've seen it this week. Hey, praise God, there wasn't nothing to keep us from seeing the glory this week. You didn't have to look at a bunch of scantily clad, amen, painted jeans, amen, and be a big question mark. Glory to God. You could come in the Highway of Holiness and shout without any hindrance all week long, and the Holy Ghost took over. Amen. We had all schools of preachers from different parts of the country, holiness men here, glory to God, and the power of God flowing like a river, and people getting blessed and healed and saved all week long, praise God. Hey, and there wasn't anything to put a question mark on the church. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, and her gates shall lament and mourn, and she, being desolate, shall sit upon the ground. Jerusalem is ruined. Judah is fallen. What ruined it? If a Pentecostal church across the land, amen, it used to have a standard and used to have the blessing of God, is ruined. I can take you to church after church after church after church where men are in power. And they have their own agenda, which is their family and the standards that their family holds to protect. And they can't even get a pastor because they can't agree. The board is divided, part liberal and part would kind of like to have holiness. But the holiness element is not strong enough to overcome the agenda of the liberals in the camp. Now, what's wrong? Amen. You only have to walk in the church and look around just a little bit. When women have got their hair cut as short as mine, something's bad wrong. Amen. And all over this country, up and down the streets today, the women have reverted and been subverted to a style that they cut their hair off as close as Mark after he's got his hair cut. Mike, after he got his hair cut. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, you see them everywhere. Go into the average John Doe Pentecostal church, Brother Heath, and the pastor's wife has not got as much hair as I've got over my ears. Amen. See, the preacher's wife, he calls her a prophetess. Amen. A woman of God. She ain't got sense enough to know that them britches is not modest. She is so silly and so stupid. Amen. And she'd rather look ridiculous and be in style and do what they call grow. Hey, if you get a church with a number in it like that, they're going to take over. You let down all the standards in a church like that and get a bunch in a church like that, they're going to run it after a while. They're going to get on the board. They're going to have an agenda to protect, and they'll try to see to it. They'll screen every preacher that comes through. What do you believe about so-and-so? Amen. I'm telling you, you let Pentecostal women go hog wild, they won't stop at one string of beads. They may not be much wrong with one string of beads. I don't spend a lot of time harping on it. Amen. But in my experience, a holiness woman that'll put on one is not satisfied. She can't hardly get enough of that wonderful stuff. She's not satisfied till she gets 15 strings of beads on. Amen. She's not satisfied, a little old simple earbobs. She's got to have a set of devil's stirrups. Amen. It hangs all the way to her shoulders because she got a big devil riding on her head. Amen. Glory to God. I repeat, I appreciate the standard that the children of God have, the women of God have at the Highway of Holiness Church. Amen. And I want you to keep it. I want you to hold on to it. I want you to go on with it. Hey, things are changing today. Amen. And if you remain the same, it'll be because you purposed in your heart to do it. They have so ruined the church that even the world knows, with tongue in cheek, they know what's going on. Even the world knows, amen, that the women in the church don't look any different than the temple harlots of the Aphrodite of Corinth and Greece and bygone years. Amen. They shaved their heads, cut off their hair, because their lifestyle was not compatible with having very much to do. They was too busy otherwise with the men that frequented the temples of the Aphrodite. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. That's why Paul said in 1 Corinthians, you go to Corinth today, high on the hill. Amen. Is the walled area. High up on the big pillars are the remains of the temples of the Aphrodite. Amen. And there the women shaved their heads. Amen. And stood to allure the men. What were they doing? They're trying to grow. They say this is our church growth seminar. Amen. Yeah, we're almost as bad a shape when we got to get a Mary Kay agent down at the youth camp to teach our girls how to put on makeup. That's what it did at Barberville a few years ago. Amen. Get a Mary Kay agent to come in and teach the girls how to wear makeup. Amen. So you don't believe in makeup? No. Amen. I mean, I don't even believe in women wearing a necklace, much less men. But look what you've done, ladies. Amen. You put on so much junk. And I'm not talking about you individually today. I'm talking to a world that's out of whack. Amen. Look what you've done, mama. Amen. You put on so much junk. Now you got daddy to doing it. Amen. And the poor little old boy growing up in a house like that don't know who he is and what he is. He can't hardly decide whether he's a girl or a boy. Amen. I mean, he can see he's got two eyes. He knows he's got hardware like a man. But he says he thinks he's a girl. Amen. I tell you what I think. I think he's stupid. Amen. Anybody can see, amen, and knows he's got the hardware of a man, bless your sweetheart, he's stupid if he thinks he, amen, is a woman. And was ordained to be the wife of some man. And he ain't got no sense. He's lost his marbles. Amen. Glory to God. Listen to what he said. He said that the show of their countenance doth witness against them. They declare their sin as Sodom and hide it not. What happened? The women cut off her hair. It became a style. Well, that's what the lesbians wanted to do all the time. And when decent women, law-abiding women, straight women cut theirs off, they just make it easy for the lesbians to come out of the closet and join the church. When the preacher's got his hair hanging down his back, amen, and he's got more hair than mama, his wife, amen, and he's got a lifestyle that's more like a woman than it is a man. He's effeminate as can be, amen, it's from ungodly. Great God Almighty, don't you see that youngin' ain't gonna know what he is? Amen. He's going to doubt. Quite contrary to Dr. Kinsey's report. Amen. The reason Dr. Kinsey was wrong and been saying 10% of the men were homosexuals was because he took his census in the prisons. And woman-hungry men in the prison and degraded, debauched men in prison will revert to homosexuality in a greater percentage than they will out in public. It is a statistical fact that in the world in general, including the United States of America, only 2% of the men are homosexuals. And I got something else to tell you. They're not homosexuals. They chose that style. But I was born that way. You dumb clod. Amen. You wasn't born no such a way. Amen. You started acting that way and your wrist got limp. Hey, amen. You start pumping a little iron and getting a little exercise and doing manly things, bless your heart, your wrist will get stiff and your muscles will grow and you look like a man. Hey, you act like a man, you look like a man. Reason you're spineless and skinny and wimpy, amen, and got a voice like Jackson is because you chose that way. You dummy. Amen. You ain't got the sense of a blue mule. Amen. Great God Almighty. Amen. Can you imagine me looking like Michael Jackson with lipstick on and the bit? Whole bit? Amen. No, 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 no. Amen. I tell you, you couldn't put a dress on me and make me look like a woman. Amen. he'd wind up looking like a man. Praise God. Because a man's going to be a man. You wouldn't like it if I came to church in a dress. I don't like it when folks come to church in breeches either. If they claim to be saved, anybody that's unsaved can come to my altar and get saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Amen. No, no, no. Praise God. Shave off their head hair to look like a man. Cut off their glory. Great God Almighty. Convenience. The working woman. Most working women need to go home and take care of those kids that are maladjusted already. Amen. Going to grow up bitter. Amen. Alcoholics and crooks. Because they didn't have nobody to tell them. Abraham Lincoln said, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Amen. Great God Almighty. We ain't got no mama to stay home no more. Amen. To evangelize their children and sing Bible songs and read Bible stories to them. And too busy making money. Amen. Brother Blatt, in case you don't know what I'm preaching on what ruined it. He said Jerusalem is ruined. Judah's fallen. Why ruined it? He went on to tell us in the 3rd chapter of Isaiah, the women ruined it. And the men let them. Amen. Oh, you spineless creature. Praise God. You need to stand on your haunches and be a man one time. If you die trying. You need to set down your foot and be a man one time. If you die trying. Amen. I made up my mind. I wouldn't have the meanest kids in the church like some preachers had. Amen. If I'm reproached, it won't be because my kids was let go. It'll be because I was slapping at them as far as I could see them when they got out of line. Amen. Praise God. And I didn't have the meanest. I had the best kids in church. Praise God. Good kids. Glory to God. You don't have to if you'll be a man. You don't have to, praise God, if you'll lay down the law. Great God. Amen. Ridiculously clad women, they think they're pretty. Wearing a pair of breeches. Amen. That makes them look like two hogs in a sack walking down the streets. And they think they're comfortable. That poor old Assembly of God boy that was a crooked car dealer, I guess. I've got my doubts about a guy that says I'm comfortable when his shorts are two sizes too small. And way too short. And he got a cigar in his mouth. They said he got right before he died. He had some getting right to do. Amen. Hallelujah. I said you forgot your breeches. Amen. He said, I'm comfortable. Cigar in his mouth. Amen. Glory to God. You know what's the matter with our men today? They can't read. They can't read the Word of God. They can't read the Bible. And they ain't got backbone enough to stand on it. Amen. It wouldn't do them any good if they did. Mama's going to stand up there. Amen. And say, if you whip him, I'll leave. Amen. Gene Huff told this story. I preached all week long at Gene Huff's church, First Pentecost Church in London. Marty was sitting back there. Amen. Rebellious to the core. Amen. We got him on a Saturday night, the last night of the meeting. He got saved in my revival. Amen. And preached his first revival for me after graduating from Bible school in Kansas City. Amen. I want him to do good. Amen. But Gene said, Ethel stood up and said, if you whip him, I'll leave. And he said, if you leave, I'm going with him. Marty, he threatened if he got whipped, he'd leave. Amen. And she said, if he leaves, I'll leave. And Gene said, if you leave, I'll leave. And said, old Marty could just see himself up the road thumbing. And his wife, a couple hundred yards down the road, thumbing too. And a couple hundred yards down the road, his dad thumbing. He decided he wouldn't leave. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody's got to decide to be a man after a while. Amen. Somebody's got to decide that things are a changing around this house. Praise God. Amen. We're going to have a clothes burning. Amen. We're going to have a burn fire and burn the britches. Amen. And burn the shorts. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to straighten things out around here. Amen. And the man's going to have to be a man. Now you may get by with it yourself, but your kids are going to follow in your wake. They're going to follow in your footsteps. And the first thing you know, even your grandkids is going to show homosexual tendencies, and you'll wonder what went wrong. I went to church, but you didn't listen. I went to church, amen, but you didn't have any authority. I went to church, but you didn't have any discipline. Amen. And so the children followed in the wake. Amen. And then the grandchildren went more awry than they did. Amen. And the first thing you know, this little boy with limp wrists and a high voice says, I was born this way. No, he wasn't. He was ruined by his environment. Now that's no cop out and that's no excuse. God holds men responsible very early for their decisions. Amen. Very early. Praise God. And tonight, you got to make a decision. Amen. The days of David drew nigh that he should die. And he called Solomon to his side and said, Son, be thou strong and show thyself a man. We need some daddies in this hour. Amen. When a generation is going down the valley, one by one, we need to be able to call our sons to the bedside and say, be thou strong and show thyself a man. Praise God. Hey, we need some mothers in Israel, bless God, that'll back that daddy in his decision and encourage and let him be a man. Amen. If you do that, I'll get a divorce. Bye-bye, honey. Good riddance. Amen. Sometimes it's better to walk the road alone than it is to be ruined and spoiled. Stand with me and let's pray for our nation. Let's pray for the church around the country. Let's pray that the power and spirit of revival will get a hold of men across the land. Amen. And let's contribute to the salvation instead of the ruination of the land. As they sing, we invite you to an altar prayer. Father, captivate our hearts, Lord, with a sense of responsibility in our time to be what God would have us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, you fast pray tomorrow. Fast and pray for these sick. The preachers that's going out. Fast and pray for our churches. My God, I'd like to see at least one come back.
I cry, Lord, I'll go with you each step of the way. That's all I can do. My debt to repay. I love him too much to fail him now. Too much
to pray. It's the right thing for the leader in the family to lead his family and call on God.
The Lord,
the world takes man and degrades him to a cigarette sucking bystander while his family tries to go to church. God wants a man to take the lead. God wants a man to lead in prayer, crying out, calling on man, God. God wants a man, praise God, to lead the home and Bible. God wants a mother to be the first evangelist the child ever knows. And many times, as in the case of mine, those children can get saved at home.
I counted that.
Praise God, because mom had some conviction.
When I caught a glimpse of true love hanging on a rugged cross, I love him too much to fail now. Too much to break my vow. I promise the Lord that I would make it somehow, and now I love him too much to fail him now. Oh, the years, they've drawn me closer. My love for him has grown. Each step has drawn me nearer to my eternal home. I'm just too close to heaven to turn back now. Oh, his grace will be sufficient. I'm gonna make it somehow.